Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas. It's Mr. Smooth Mike Reynolds in D.C. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Terry. It's getting kind of cool out here, but I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine right now.
Getting cool, huh? Okay, well, send us some of that cool air, please. Please, please, please. All right, let me welcome to the chat room Joe from Germany. Hello, Joe, Lori, and there's a couple of guests in the chat room as well. Welcome to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to talkingsmoothjazz.com, click on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath the Attila Molnar Show. You can also call in if you have any questions or would like to speak to Attila. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Our guest today is keyboardist Attila Molnar, originally from Hungary. He moved his family to the U.S. in 1997, and for a couple of years he played with top 40 groups, jazz combos, and as a solo pianist. He is the keyboardist for saxophonist Jared, and his debut CD is called Dreams. Attila Molnar, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on Blog Talk Radio, Talking Smooth Jazz.
You're so welcome. And Attila is vacationing in Florida with his wife, so that's where he's calling from. He's originally in the D.C. area. And so he's been there, you said, for about a week now?
This is our sixth or seventh day, and the weather's just been beautiful.
He's like, Attila loves the heat. He's a heat person.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right, so Mr. Attila, let's start with you moving from Hungary to the U.S. What was your first impression of the U.S.?
Well, in the beginning, it was really, really tough, you know, not having a green card or a work permit. I just came here with my wife as a tourist, and, you know, day one, we had to start thinking about how to get our papers and stay here, you know, permanently. And, you know, the first impression was, you know, I just see great opportunities and you know, it just was very exciting. But I actually had to work almost for like 8-9 years just to get my papers. So it was really, really hard, but it all worked out. And, you know, we moved to the D.C. area 6 months later after we moved here. And actually, that area is really great. Lots of opportunities, lots of work. I ended up doing some work that was nothing to do with music. I was actually a supervisor on a farm, but these people that sponsored me, they were really nice to us. And, you know, we had a nice apartment and health insurance and cars and everything, all benefits. And we ended up working for them for over 9 years and got our papers, and now I feel like I'm free to do whatever I want to do.
All right. Well, and you've been here since 97. And
97.
Yeah, so you obviously like it. Have you been back to Hungary since?
Yes. I actually, last year, we went back, actually 2 years ago, the first time. And then obviously all my family is there, and I really miss them for, you know, almost over 10 years, I haven't seen any of them. And so 2 years ago, we went back for the first time, and I just kept going back. So last year, I visited Hungary for like 5 times. That was kind of crazy.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
To go back. Yep.
Wow. Now, when you were in Hungary, you you actually recorded some TV shows in Hungary, and you did a soundtrack for a CD-ROM about Indonesia.
Yes, yeah, so I was involved with some, radio and television stations doing promotional work, and I worked with some artists that had lots of, TV appearances, and then so I worked with them and recorded a bunch of shows. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the footage. I have to go back and dig up some, stuff, but I was actually working. I was a full-time musician until I moved to the U.S. So I was doing great. Only reason we decided to move because of the opportunities. And my wife also, she is a German citizen, and back then she couldn't get her work permit in Hungary. Just the bureaucracy was just awful, and we decided to, let's just try it here. And I always had in mind that, the music business is much greater in the U.S., so gave it a shot.
And here you are. Here you are.
I am here enjoying life.
So now, at age 3, you started playing the drums, and then at age 6, you started playing the piano. And we've talked to artists who also started playing the piano at a young age but didn't really like it. But I read that you practice every day on the piano. So did you like playing the piano?
Well, let me put it this way. I didn't like taking the lessons. And I mean, I always like listening to all kinds of music, including classical. But at school, I only had to, learn and play classical music. And I did not like it. I did not enjoy it. But as soon as my classes were, over, I went home and I played some pop music, some jazz, whatever I felt like playing, and so I ended up practicing, every day.
Okay. All right. And then now, do you play drums as well?
Well, not anymore. What happened is my parents are musicians. My father was one of the top jazz drummers back in Hungary, and I was always there with them, whatever they played, and I just loved the drums, and so I always played, and he played with some famous musicians, and especially the piano player that he was playing with for many years. He kind of knew that I had some talent, so he said, okay, let me try you, and he played an intro on the piano, and it was a swing or a bossa nova or whatever, and I always came in, so he thought that I was going to be a great drummer. Now I only play drums when I'm, just for fun, whenever I have time. But that's history now.
Wow. Okay. Now, Attila, now you may be one of the first artists that I can ask this, because I've always wondered what was the life of a musician that travels on a cruise ship, and you actually did 2 stints on working on a cruise ship. How was that experience?
At first, it was great. I mean, imagine Hungary was just coming out of the communist, era in 89, and I started working with my band just the beginning of 89. So agents from all over the world started coming to Hungary and pick out some bands, hiring them on cruises or Western European countries. And we actually were one of the first ones that were picked out by an agent on, he was from the Caribbean, I forgot one country, but he really loved the mix of music we played. We played some, salsa, some merengue, some, Latin American music mixed with American music. And he said, would you guys want to come on a cruise and play there for 6 months? And we ended up getting a contract in 1990. We were actually one of the first bands. And it was great. And that's where I met my wife. So, I mean, obviously the experience was awesome. And for musicians coming from, Eastern European countries, I mean, we made, enough money. We were able to save almost all of it. So we went back after 7 months and, you know, just had a great experience there.
Okay, good. Wow. Yeah, I was like you, Mike, wondering the same thing, too, that I've been on a couple of cruises and some nice bands on the cruise. And it's like, how do they get these jobs? You know, but those cruise ships are always how do they say they're chartered out of not in the U.S.
Right.
You know, they're not like U.S. cruise ships. They're always coming from overseas or something like that. So that's cool. So that's very exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the ships are from Monaco or, you know, like the European countries.
Okay. So your Dream CD, your debut CD, Dreams, tell us about the CD.
Well, I had so many compositions since I came to the U.S. that I always wanted to, you know, put the CD together, first CD, but it took me a couple of years because of the, you know, the work situation and the green card and all that. And so I ended up doing it on my own last year, 2009. Unfortunately, at the end of the process, I ran into some problems, you know, mostly problems with the budget and, you know, advertising and all that. So I wasn't completely happy with it, although I'm very proud of the music and the compositions and the performance. But I actually want to take this to the next level. So I would say early next year, maybe like March next year, I'm going to re-release this CD under a new management, and it's going to be redesigned, like new cover, CD cover, graphics, everything. And I'm going to add two new tracks, and the whole CD is going to be remixed and remastered. Basically, I'm going to try to maybe focus on capturing the smooth jazz vibe, because when I did the CD, I just wanted to put it out, and I did not care what the market is, you know, really looking for right now, what the sound, you know, should be. But now I kind of learned a lesson, and I'm going to do it differently. So I think we're going to go for like March 1st or March 15th release next year. And new website is coming out, which is, you know, obviously my first website, but in a couple of weeks it's going to be up on the web. And I'm really excited. I mean, this time the CD is going to be 100% what I always wanted to be. So.
Okay. And will it still be called Dreams?
Yes. All the tracks from Dreams will be included, and I'm just going to add two new tracks that I've been working on for the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, let's hear some music from Dreams. The first song I want to play is My Daisy. Tell me about this one.
Well, obviously, my wife's name is Daisy, and I wrote this song actually back in, I have to think for a second, in 93 or 94. And I just, you know, I was in love, and this melody just came out. I think in my dreams, seriously, couple of the songs on that CD, I just had a dream about, and then I had to, you know, finish writing the songs. But this one was a special one, and I showed it to her, and actually showed her a bunch of other tunes, and I said, which one do you like the most? And she said, this is really special, so I called it My Daisy, and this is really to my wife.
Oh, that's so sweet. This is My Daisy from Attila Molnar's Dreams CD. That was My Daisy from Attila Molnar's debut CD, Dreams. Attila, you mentioned that this CD, that you're going to, you know, put out a new CD next year and remastering these songs. Did you feel pressure to put this CD out now, in 09, as opposed to waiting until it was, you know, the way you really wanted it?
I mean, no pressure, but as I said, it's just the fact that I wasn't able to, you know, do it the way I wanted it. I mean, I was basically working with an engineer. He felt like he was the producer, and, you know, we were going about it differently than I imagined. And you know, as I said to you before, although I'm really proud of the work, the whole CD, mm-hmm. I did not go for the smooth jazz vibe. I mean, there's songs on the CD that, you know, could be and will be so much better after I'm going to remix it and add some, you know, new instruments and stuff. So, I really want to do this because I don't think I gave my, you know, self, you know, just 100% by doing it, you know, this way. So next year we're doing everything differently. Beginning of January, actually at the end of January, we're going to this conference. I'm sure you know about this, the Midem show in France, in Cannes, which is at the end of January, where we basically all the labels, recording labels, all the music industry meets there, and cause it's a great opportunity. So my CD will be actually repackaged, remixed, remastered by the end of this year, and then we're going to present it there and see what happens.
Okay.
And I'm actually right. ready to do a second CD, but, you know, I just want to give it a 100% chance of, you know, of Dreams and just redo it and then see what happens.
Okay.
Now, you're also a producer in your own right. You produced a young lady named Toni Hutchinson back in 2005. Is there anybody else that we know that you produced?
Well, actually, I'm working on a new project, which is really exciting. A friend of mine whose name is Wawa, that's his nickname, Wawa Legrand, Robert Legrand. He's been a guitar player of Teddy Pendergrass for the last, I don't know, 20 years, and he never had a solo album, and he asked me about a year ago to produce a CD for him. So I'm actually working on the last couple of tracks, including writing, producing, recording all keyboard parts, and I'm so involved with this project, so that's the next step.
Wow, that's gonna be nice.
I also produced one song for Jarrett's Manhattan Nights CD, which I actually wrote for somebody else. I can tell you a little bit about that later if you want to hear it, but it ended up on Jarrett's new CD, and it's called Dreaming of You, and it's a really mm-hmm. popular song, so.
Cool.
Go ahead and tell us who the song was originally written for.
Well, this is actually related to my dream CD also.
Okay.
I've been a big fan of Luis Miguel. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, the best-selling Latin artist, and he's really big in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked his music, and I've been to his live shows at least, I would say, 8 times in the last couple of years. And every time I see the band, they're just an incredible band. So I always wanted to do something with them. And that was 2 years ago, I ended up just running into one of the musicians in a casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I introduced myself, and he kind of knew who I was because, you know, we were friends on Facebook and MySpace. But I ended up talking to him for like hours, and we became really good friends. He's the bass player of Luis Miguel, Lalo Carrillo. And we ended up going to the show with my wife, and we got the backstage passes and all that. So it was an incredible experience. So I asked them, especially him and the drummer, if they would play on my CD. And they said, yeah, of course, but, you know, we just stopped once, and after that, we kind of lost contact. So a couple of months later, I thought about it, and I said, I'm just going to send them an email. And I had their phone numbers and all that, but they didn't get back to me right away. They always said, yeah, no problem. But I decided, okay, let me send them an MP3 or two. I actually ended up sending them like 3 of my songs. And next day the phone rang and they called me back and they said, wow, the music sounds so good. We want to play with you. We want to be in your next record. So I ended up recording Dreams with the bass player and the drummer of Luis Miguel. And after we did the project, they told me that if I had some songs I wanted to present to Luis Miguel because he was looking for his next CD, next project, I wrote three songs, and I don't know what happened. I think in the mix of, politics and some business, he never listened to these tunes, I believe. And I ended up showing it to Jared, and he particularly liked this one song, Dreaming of You, and he said, why don't we put it on my CD? I have to talk to my producer, but if he agrees, then I think it's a beautiful song, let's do it. And I was really, really excited because I wasn't going to use that song. It was written for a vocalist, but as soon as I heard Jared playing it on the soprano saxophone, I thought, okay, this is the way to do it. So it's on his CD now.
Okay. Now, in addition to playing with Jarrett, you also played with Bonafide and a DC-based group called Night Song.
Yeah, Night Song is basically a top 40 band in the area, and we're actually one of the best groups in the area. We play on weekends, corporate parties, weddings, and it's a fun project,
Mm-hmm. And you Bonafide, also played the Ingratitude, right? Ingratitude, the Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band?
Well, I did 2 shows with them, and that was actually the band, I think, has done only 3 shows so far, but we're talking about some upcoming shows maybe in the end of this year. But that is a really fun project. It's a tribute to, Earth, Wind & Fire music, and it's a 14-piece band and made up of some of the best musicians in the D.C. area, so I'm part of that group, too.
Yeah.
Wow. You're everywhere. Bonafide, Ingratitude, playing with Jared. How do you find the time to play with everyone?
Actually, I'm looking for more work. I don't think for a musician, like myself, there's enough, playing. I always want to perform. But once I'm involved with some like producing and writing, like right now I'm working on my CD Dreams and producing my friend's CD, then just about enough time to do everything. So I'm doing good, but just lots of rehearsals, learning songs, and try to find some time for writing.
All right. Okay, well, let's get back to some music. I'm going to play the title track from the CD. This is Dreams. Thank you. We are talking to keyboardist, composer, and arranger Attila Molnar about his Dreams, the title track from that CD. Attila, you have your own label, record label?
Well, you know, my own publishing company, but that's that's it. You know, I'm working on some stuff now, but I'm really at the beginning of my career and learning the business, which is seems to be so hard. So I really want to focus just on my, you know, creating the music, producing the music, and let someone else deal with all the other aspects of the business. That's why I have a manager now. And so, you know, I don't have a label yet.
Okay.
No, but last year you actually performed in Dubai with the Tripping and Rhythms label, right?
Well, yes. The understanding was that since I was part of Jared's group and he kind of helped organizing this whole concert series, I was in the core band. So we backed up, you know, some great artists like Tim Bowman, Randy Scott, Marian Meadows, and UNAM that, you know, I was talking to Tripping and Rhythm, and they were actually interested signing me up. We talked, and I think I still haven't made up my mind, but I think all the artists on their labels, you know, they represent mostly saxophonists and guitarists. I think they have two keyboard players on their label, but I just felt like I didn't want to, you know, to put in a box where, you know, they would tell me how my music should sound and the arrangements and, you know, this and that. So I just decided to move along and then just do it on my own. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to present a new CD once it's, you know, redone next year to them. But I kind of, you know, moved away from that direction. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Now, I read that you have a passion for composing all kinds of music, including modern classical, new age, jazz, pop, Latin, R&B, and electronica. Now, I have a two-part question.
Okay.
In addition to the CD that you're going to be putting out next year, redoing next year, will there be music from you showcasing these genres of music, or will you be working with other artists in these genres to do produce CDs for them?
It's an interesting question, and as you said, I have a passion for all these musical styles. I'm not sure if it will ever develop as, you know, a career, but one thing I'm sure of is I've been watching, you know, I'm a big movie, you know, watcher. I'm a big fan of course, and John Williams is one of my idols, and ever since I've heard, I think it was either Jaws or Star Wars, the first soundtrack I heard, I was moved, and I wanted to do something like that. So I'm constantly writing stuff like that. I'm actually a member of Taxi. I don't know if you heard of that company, but, you know, you can basically submit your compositions, and they shop around, and they present it to, you know, different labels and then movie companies. And so I'm working on stuff like that, and I'm especially interested in scoring the compositions. The rest, you know, I write some electronica, some R&B, some Latin stuff, but I never really, done anything with them. So it's just my passion. So, but I think between smooth jazz, and modern classical, that's where my career lies. So that's what I'm trying to approach.
Oh, so is there a modern classical CD coming out from you? That would be interesting.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, the idea is I'm trying to break into the movie industry. So my goal would be, and that's my really number one goal after, you know, smooth jazz and the other stuff, is to be able to write music for, you know, Hollywood movies, and, you know, any TV series or any, you know, films. But I think writing classical music, modern classical music, the inspiration to me always comes from watching something or experiencing something. So I think when people are listening to my compositions, it also should involve some kind of footage or video or, you know, some something on the screen. And that's why I think if I just put out a modern classical CD, I don't know how much of a market there, you know, out there is. Mm-hmm. But that's the goal, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to play another song, and I'm going to let you pick the next one, Attila.
Oh, wow. Okay. It depends. I think you played so far My Daisy and Dreams. I think La Isla Loca is one of my favorites. It's an up-tempo, kind of Latin fusion up-tempo song that most people seem to like, so that will be my pick.
Okay, La Isla Loca. All right, that was La Isla Loca from Tillum's CD. We're dancing and boogieing down over here.
Great.
Tell us about your band members. We haven't talked about that. Tell us about the band members.
I'm sorry, I did not hear the first part of the question.
Tell us about your band members on this CD.
Well, Jared is playing saxophone on most tracks. As I told before, Lalo Carrillo playing bass. He's the bass player of Luis Miguel. He's playing on every track. Victor Loyo is the drummer of Luis Miguel, playing drums on all the tracks. And a good friend of mine, Bennett Scher, he's a guitarist in the D.C. area, and we're here. We're together in Night Song, that band we talked about before. He plays guitars on most tracks. So that's about it, and actually that's the idea of the new release of Dreams, is adding more live instruments, because I did lots of programming and using percussions, using keyboard and some other instruments that were produced on the keyboard. So we're gonna add lots of live instruments to the new tracks.
Okay. I have a question for you from the chat room. Okay. Joe in Germany, you know Marc Antoine has a new CD out called My Classical Way. Yeah, sort of his interpretation of the classics, classical music. And I think you've already answered this question, but he would like to know if you're considering doing a crossover project like Marc Antoine.
I haven't thought about that yet. And I've actually, as I told you, I'm so involved with some other stuff. I don't think it will be soon, although I really love the idea, and I heard that CD, and it's great. And the funny thing is Marc Antoine plays with Slim Man, who I was, part of that group too, and Bonafide, so there's a connection. But, yeah, not yet. That's the answer.
Okay. All right. And you also mentioned that you want to do some scores for film. Now, is there a particular type of film that you would like to score for, like a romantic or a mystery or thriller?
That's a good question. I think romantic movies, definitely. I've written some songs that are up on Facebook, no video or anything, to it, but I had in mind, actually, when I write this, most of this stuff, I watch a movie, and it just inspires me, and I write something, and, most of the stuff I like is, as far as movies, are most, like romantic, drama, so, yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing something from you in the future and with the film industry. With that. That'd be cool.
I really hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, we have 12 minutes left, and I would like to try to get in one more song from the CD.
Okay.
So let's do Secret Place, number 7. Tell me about this one.
Oh, actually, that track is very different. As I said, when I did the CD, when I wrote the songs, I did not want it, just put out a smooth jazz CD, and that song just kept playing in my mind, and I figured, well, I need something different here. And it's a song, basically what it means to me is sometimes I just like to go away, just be alone and do something, and nobody should be around me. And I think when I wrote that song, it was just that experience. And I think it's very different, but it's still one of my favorites.
Secret Place. right. There you go.
And that was right, nice. Then. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, that was really nice.
I'm glad you picked that one.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right. Now, I read also that your Christmas CD may be coming up from you.
Well, I was seriously thinking about it. I don't know if I can pull it off, you know, for this year because the first priority now is Dreams needs to be mixed and mastered and the new songs added before the end of December, and putting out a new Christmas CD, I think as far as marketing it, you have to be ready by, you know, in the beginning of November or something. So I don't know if I can do it. I would love to do it, but I definitely do it next year. I guarantee that.
Yeah, definitely. definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you on.
Yes, definitely.
I thank you. I really appreciate having me and giving me the opportunity, you know, to talk about my music. And I hope the fans out there listen today and they check out my website, which is coming out next couple of days or weeks, which is attilamolnar.com. And the new CD, Dreams, will be released beginning of next year.
Okay, and they can pick up this current version, though, on your website.
Yes, and also it's available on every website that has, you know, downloads, iTunes, Amazon, all of them.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Mr. Attila, will you enjoy the rest of your vacation in Florida? And
thank you very much
for taking time off to join us.
Thanks so much.
Yes, thank
all right, you.
Have
a great day. That was Attila Molnar. The name of his debut CD is called Dreams. You can pick it up on his website, attilamolnar.com. I want to thank Edwina Goody for scheduling Attila. Thank you so much for your help in getting him on the show. We really appreciate it. Mike, we have about 4 minutes. Do you have anything you want to add?
Nothing to add. Just, like I said, continue to tune in to a lot of these talented independent artists. That's it.
Yes. Tomorrow we're talking to Bill Sharp, a member of Shaq Attack. And on
Monday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
And then on Monday, saxophonist Paula Atherton. She will be on Monday night on the show. All right. All right. Well, that is it for us today. So, again, our thanks to Mr. Attila Molnar and Edwina. Thank you so much for helping us schedule Attila. And again, the CD is called Dreams. You can pick it up on his website, CDBaby and Amazon.com.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. You've been listening to Talking to Jazz.
Sorry, hold on. I didn't even realize he was on the phone.
Yeah, he's still listening.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize he was still listening. He was like, hey, that's one of my idols. I'm like, who is that? You know, put your lip on that. But that was cool.
Thanks to Andrew Harris, Boni Fan Carol, Joe in Germany, and Lori, and Jazzy Chick. She tried to get into the chat room, but she wasn't able to. Sorry, Jazzy. Thank you all for listening. Tune in tomorrow for our interview with Bill Sharp, a member of Shaq Attack. This is, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow. I'm going to close with another song from the CD. This is called True from Attila Molnar's Dreams CD. Everyone have a great day.